Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. And KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. We're now a month away from the beginning of SEPTA's severe service cuts. Unless lawmakers in Harrisburg pass new funding, the cuts would happen a day before school starts in Philadelphia. Those who rely on mass transit to get to class are expected to be hit hard. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the Northeast.
Many students in the Northeast take SEPTA to get to school, like the Route 88 bus, for example, which students from Lincoln, Father Judge, and Baldy Middle School rely on. So when the Route 88 and 31 other bus routes are slashed and 16 are shortened on August 24th, students and so many others will be getting on different routes or finding different ways to get to where they have to go. And it'll be a squeeze since SEPTA is also reducing service on many other bus routes and metro and regional rail lines. And then after the round of cuts in August, SEPTA plans on hiking fares by 21.5% in September. And then January, another severe round of cuts. That includes the elimination of 5 regional rail lines. So when we're talking about the effect on education, places like Temple and Drexel really feel it. These drastic measures could be avoided if lawmakers in Harrisburg agree on funding that would help SEPTA tackle its $213 million deficit. In the Northeast, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The row home explosion that killed a woman and injured 2 other people in Nicetown last month likely was caused by a gas leak in one of the homes that was destroyed. This is one of the preliminary findings of the investigation by the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. The report says investigators have not found any issues with equipment maintained by PGW. It notes the gas utility is not responsible for pipes or appliances inside a home. Several city agents will be at Steele Elementary School on Wayne Avenue tonight at 6 to answer questions and offer services for people impacted by the explosion. Nurses and hospital workers at Temple Hospital are calling for better safety conditions at the emergency room. They say an active shooter alarm was triggered 2 Sundays ago. Temple Health CEO says there was no actual active shooter, but Temple Health has not responded to our request for more details. KYW's Matt Coughlin has this report.
Temple nurses and health professionals rallied on Broad Street in front of the hospital to call for higher safety standards. Maureen May is the president of the statewide union.
And 66% of the nurses and healthcare workers said that they have personally experienced violence in their workplace.
The rally was spurred by an incident on July 13th when gunfire outside led to an active shooter alert inside. Marie Lopresti is one of the nurses in Temple's emergency department.
I ran back to the ED, at which time I found out that the person who was the target had been in the ED, walked out, and was shot at and ran back into the hospital. Patients scrambled. They were running to try to find cover into rooms and locking themselves into doors. The staff was trying to push patients to safety.
No one was injured. But the union says they need better staffing in the emergency department and the Temple Police Department.
We are in a very busy, crime-ridden area, and it's violent. We've had guns get into the ED. We need to do better. Temple needs to do better.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Theaters are filling seats and museums have lots of visitors again after the big drop-off from the pandemic. But arts organizations are facing new challenges as the Trump administration cuts funding for the arts. That's according to an annual statewide report about the progress of cultural arts and humanities organizations. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has details.
PA Culture Check 2025 shows that the Commonwealth's arts and culture communities have been recovering well since the pandemic. Patricia Wilson-Aden is president and CEO of the Greater Philadelphia Cultural Alliance.
We are very, very pleased to report that 72% of the organizations that participated in the survey are back to normal or increased operation.
While data for the study was being collected, the Trump administration issued a series of executive orders defunding arts and culture programs. Wilson-Aden says 97% of the organizations in southeastern Pennsylvania that responded said that they will be impacted by the cuts, and 62% of the organizations reported that their programs were at risk.
Impacting cash flow and payroll. That goes to the very ability of these organizations to function, to be able to hire and pay the talented people. They might be postponing or canceling programs.
She says the hope is that organizations can link with elected officials and members of the philanthropic community to ensure that they can continue to provide essential services to the community. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.